Nicole Bates from Washington, D.C. was rushing away from the scene.
So I just finished the marathon and had left the finish area. I was about two blocks away facing the finish line. Heard a big explosion, things rattled around, and I saw a puff of smoke near the finish line at the library.
What were you thinking at that point when you heard that?
I wasn't sure what it was. I was hoping it wasn't anything bad, but it sounds like it may be at this point. So just wishing the best for all the runners. It's such an incredible day and such a shame that somebody would do this.
Glenn and Paula Rebecki of Chicago also heard the blast.
We were just about 0.2 miles from the finish, made the turn over the bridge, made the left, coming down, and you hear the boom. Then you heard the second boom. And then the police all just came out and pushed everybody back.
At 2:30 p.m. on Patriots Day, Boston Globe photographer John Tamaki was trying to capture the thrill of finishing the race and captured this instead. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis described the crude but deadly blast.
This is a very powerful blast. There were serious injuries.
Davis says police were searching bags and knapsacks left behind by people fleeing the scene to try to find out who may have planted the devices and if there were others in the area.
We are in the process of going through all of the abandoned property that was discarded at those places. We've pretty much cleared the Boylston Street area. There are no further devices that we've located at this point in time. But we are getting reports from various places about suspicious packages. That's perfectly understandable in this situation. I'm not prepared to say that we are at ease at this point in time. We are still very actively pursuing every lead that we have.
FBI Special Agent Richard DeLaurier, now in charge of the overall investigation, says this is what we know so far.
The most important fact that I wanted to convey to everybody this evening has already been mentioned by Governor Patrick. The FBI is taking the lead in this investigation. It is asserting federal jurisdiction. It will do so through the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force, members of which are comprised by all the members of the law enforcement agencies here represented at the podium. This will be a combined federal, state, and local effort. It will be an ongoing investigation. It is a criminal investigation that is a potential terrorist investigation.
And this is what we don't know. Who did this and why? Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
I want to stress one thing. There is no suspect at Brigham and Women's Hospital. There are people that we are talking to, but there is no suspect at Brigham and Women's Hospital, has been widely reported in the press. I'd like to fix that right now.
There were three major press conferences on Monday, but FBI Special Agent Richard DeLaurier and other officials were deliberately vague about the details of this crime and the subsequent investigation.
You have said that there's no suspect, but is there a person of interest either at Park Plaza or Brigham and Women's? Are people of interest?
I'm not going to comment on specific investigative leads that are ongoing right now. I'm not at liberty to. But there is investigative activity ongoing right now, but I'm not at liberty to comment on the specifics of that.
Are you interviewing people?
Again, it is a very active and fluid investigation at this time. All resources, federal, state, and local, are brought to bear.
How many explosive devices did you find? Can you comment on that? How many explosive devices?
No, again, I'm not going to comment on specifics of the investigation right now in terms of the number of explosives that were found at the location.
I'm in Copley Square, which is still wrapped in yellow tape and blocked off by police barriers. A crime scene is how the FBI and the Boston police describe this area where the two bombs went off. But with dozens of FBI and ATF agents present, it feels more like the lingering shock experienced in the days after 9/11 than anything you may have seen on Law & Order. Officials have not designated this crime as an act of terrorism, yet people were terrorized by the twin explosions.
As you all know, this whole community has been dealing with a horrific event today. Two explosions on Boylston Street near the finish line of today's Boston Marathon.
Governor Deval Patrick.
Over 100 people were injured, some gravely. We are not ready yet to confirm the details of those injuries.
At this time, police count three fatalities, among them an 8-year-old. The number of injured in the dozens. The attack on Patriots Day drowned out the names of the winners of the Boston Marathon, and has forced a new normal in the city, at least for the next few days. Bags will be searched. Subways may run slower as investigators try to determine who is responsible for this crime, for this terror. In Copley Square, Boston, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.